Reese next week, but they will have to wait if they're going to make the playoffs. Deckerville, no update from Deckerville, but the game against Memphis, I would hazard a guess that they may be on their way to the playoffs as well.
Hopefully, maybe we can track down an update. If you have it, the Deckerville game, we'd like to know what's happening in that one. Evan Campbell, the ball carrier for the Rockets, a couple penalty markers on the play, and it looks like it's holding against the Rockets.
I got a sneaking suspicion we're going to have an update coming in here very soon.
Let's hope.
I'll just stare at the magic computer and hope I get one.
And while you do that, the marker, the penalty is going to go against the Rockets for holding. So first and 10 is going to turn into first in about 15. Go ahead.
And things going from bad to worse for USA. Vassar now leading 34-6. I have to imagine that one's getting close to being a final.
First down and 22 officially here for the Rockets, as they bring in yet another quarterback. Trevor Bolt, the ball carrier, is going to be hit hard at the line of scrimmage, little or no gain. 24, Chad Gruber in at quarterback for the Rockets. So everybody getting a play at quarterback. Why don't you throw on a jersey? You might be able to get in there at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't run as well as I used to, and I never ran very good to begin with. So, yeah, put me in at quarterback. That's probably not Bob Saylor's best idea, if that's what he has in mind.
No gain on the play, second down and long coming up here for the Rockets. 7:30 to go in this one. Start looking ahead to next week here as Gruber is just going to tuck it in, run it himself around the left side of the line. Gruber back to the original line of scrimmage, plus a few extra yards, so that'll turn it into a second and long. We'll turn into about a third down and, say, eight situation. Next week, Jason, you and I move out to Laker country to see the Lakers again. We'll see how well they rebound. They get to take on the Bad Axe Hatchets, the team that we saw in week one that was handled rather easily by the Harbor Beach Pirates. So we'll see what happens with both of these teams getting together in week seven next week. Chad Gruber, the quarterback, going to hand it off. And just a mass of humanity going straight up the middle. Fourth down coming up is the ball carrier. I believe that was number four, Evan Head, was stopped short of the first down. Fourth and about four coming up.
Well, I got to believe the Bad Axe defense may be what cures this Laker offense next week, because we saw the Bad Axe in week one. They had a hard time moving the football, had a hard time stopping the football as well. So this Laker offense, that might be the confidence boost they need next week against Bad Axe.
Gruber going to hand it off on the pitch out. It's Evan Campbell. Campbell has enough for the first down. And an update on a game that we have not heard anything on throughout the course of the night. Kingston with a 27-24 lead over Peck with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. I want to thank Paul Adams for tracking down a lot of these scores. Thank you, Paul. You've been quite busy tonight texting. Probably going to have sore thumbs again yet tonight. Cardinals hanging on 27-24.
Yeah, that's a game that, like I mentioned, North Huron beating Peck last week. Kingston with a slight lead over them this week here. So if Kingston can hold on, that'd be a huge win for them.
Haven't had the ball carrier close to first down yardage here. He is taken down at the 21-yard line. Wouldn't be surprised if they call for a measurement. Nope, they're going to say he's got the first down. Well, that'll keep the clock running here with 5:05 left to go in the ballgame. You lose an umbrella?
No, okay. I didn't bring mine tonight.
Okay. Just got a gentleman out here in front of us asking, so.
That's a nice blue one, though. Maybe I did lose my umbrella.
On the quarterback keeper, Gruber, Chad Gruber, number 24, gets it into the end zone for the Rockets. They score again here with 4:44 to play in the fourth. So all of a sudden, fours are wild. It's 54-8. Half of eight is?
Four.
There you go.
Half of four is two. 2-4-8. We're just missing the sixes here tonight, I guess. That's okay.
On the extra point try, good snap, ball is down, kick on the way, and it looks pretty good from here. And it is 55-8 with 4:44 to play here in the football game. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here in Cruise 102 FM. Down
Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Reese High School as the fans are reacting to some of the scores that the public address announcer is giving. I heard a wow go up when the Ubley score was announced. The All Saints and Cass City score drew a lot of interest as there were a few comments made on that one, too. So.
And all kinds of cheering from the Vassar USA score as well, as Vassar's starting to run it up on USA. That last scoring drive by Reese, 8 plays, 60 yards, same as the previous drive. This time a 20-yard touchdown run by Chad Gruber. This might have been the strangest game I've ever been to in my life. And all kinds of, especially when you're taking down the numbers and you actually look at it. I think I just repeated it. I thought I read the wrong part. Nope. Two drives in a row for Reese, 8 plays, 60 yards. Wow.
On the kickoff return, Evan Gosho brings it out over the 25 to the 30 and up to the 32. So that is where the Lakers have it, first and 10. Clock running here with 4:20 to play in the football game. Another update out of that Marlette Harbor Beach game. As fast as you give them to the public address announcer, we get them back. Thanks to Paul Adams, Marlette back on top by 10, 38-28. Start of the fourth quarter. So that's kind of a little bit of a slow-moving football game down there. I'm guessing there must be a lot of passing, and I'm sure Paul will send me a text and confirm my sneaking suspicions there.
Well, Marlette is a spread offense team, so they do like to sling it around the field when they can.
In fact, I might be able to get home and catch the rest of that one on the Internet. Van Hooten, the ball carrier for the Lakers, picked up about a yard before he was run out of bounds. Second down and 9 coming up, 3:40 to go in this one. 55-8. Rockets going to go to 6-0 and clinch another playoff spot. Interesting thing with the Rockets, Jason, will be to see if they fall in Division 6 or if they happen to drop into Division 7. There's going to be a little bit of a shift, I think, this year with some of the teams. The Bearcats were on that cutoff line between divisions 7 and 8. Here's a pass completed to Evan Gosho that's going to go for a Laker touchdown. Walter Van Hooten connects with Evan Gosho again. That's the second time those two have hooked up tonight on a touchdown pass on another nice, well-thrown ball.
Yeah, another long touchdown pass there. And right now, Reese playing with some of the backups in the game, obviously, but still, Coach Saylor not too happy with that there. And, you know, the Lakers get themselves on the board once again here.
I was right. Paul said there was a lot of passing and all kinds of good stuff. I won't comment any further on his message there, but a lot of passing in the Marlette Harbor Beach game, so that's why it's only the start of the fourth quarter, and here it is 9:15 in the Eastern time zone.
I didn't know Marlette was in a different time zone.
I just tried to trip you up, that's all. 2-point conversion is good for the Lakers. 55-16 is our score here with 3:07 to go in the football game. We'll keep it right here as we've run into the extra portion of our sponsors. We're going to run through some of the scores again as we have them. Ubley, a final. They've knocked off the Bad-X Hatchets 56-22. Marlette started the fourth quarter up over Harbor Beach right now 38-28. Vassar leading the USA Patriots 34-6. All Saints with a 2-point lead over the Redhawks 20-18. I did not hear how far along that football game was.
I hadn't either.
And perhaps another update coming in here is going through some of the scores. And